That's why people are scared about us doing this. So we're going to put our hand in the cookie jar and we're never going to pull it out.
Dillingham Majority Caucus Democrat Bryce Edgman says the state has no other options for closing the $3 to $4 billion annual deficit. He urged Walker to make another attempt to build public support. Without a PFD reduction, Edgman is concerned the state will spend all fund earnings and eliminate dividends.
In my district, you know, I've got a lot of people who support this, and I got a lot of people who support income taxes. But as I look around the table here, and I talk to a lot of my colleagues, there's other parts of the state where that support doesn't exist.
Committee co-chair Fairbanks Republican Steve Thompson voted to advance the bill, arguing that Walker will soon call the legislature back into another special session. The current special session will end on Tuesday, but it's not clear whether any votes will change in another session closer to the August primary, in which votes to cut PFDs could be used against lawmakers.